Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We do have Hickey and Rubinoff back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 27 minutes. March Madness is in full effect. Duke wraps up the ACC, and I think they're going to be the overall number one seed when the Selection Sunday regions and the committee's evaluations are all released on CBS television coming up on Sunday night. One of our early huge questions of the night, do you agree with me Duke will be the overall number one seed? A lot of losses this week by teams. You had North Carolina lose to Duke. You had Gonzaga lose to St. Mary's. Kentucky got beat by Tennessee earlier today. They're in the hunt for a one seed. Michigan State, who's in the Big Ten championship game on Sunday afternoon against Michigan, they're in the hunt for a one seed. I think Gonzaga is the most overrated projected one seed I've ever seen. I really feel that way. And I believe Duke and Virginia are the only locks right now, depending on what happens in the Big Ten and the SEC finals. So Duke, Virginia, the one and two seeds overall, and they'll both be on the one seed line. Then if things go as projected, I'll say Tennessee will win. Michigan State beating Michigan three times this year, I don't know if you can do it. Neutral site, Spartans have played awesome considering the injuries Tom Izzo has dealt with. And Michigan, though, was locked in, but it was Minnesota, who I think is in the tournament after beating Purdue. But they'll probably end up being an 8, 9 seed, 10 seed. Probably more of a 9 on Selection Sunday. So North Carolina, I think between Tennessee, North Carolina, Michigan State, Virginia, Kentucky, and Duke, you can throw out Kentucky. So I'd take Duke, Virginia. Michigan State wins, they're in, and I think Tennessee wins, they're in as a one. There's your four ones. Duke, Virginia, Michigan State, and Tennessee. Michigan State loses, then Tennessee would be the third one in, and I think North Carolina gets that fourth one seed, but there seems to be this love affair with Gonzaga, and I don't get it because they beat Duke. So you tell me, your 4-1 seeds. And then an interesting question that will connect with you, the audience, on air at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Who will be the Loyola Chicago who could make a huge run all the way to Minneapolis? Is there that team out there right now that you like? And Loyola, as Ryan Hickey told us last hour, an 11 seed last year. Who's a low seed that could make the deepest run? Now, Florida Gulf Coast, if you remember them, and they could shoot the rock in 2013, the only number 15 to advance to the Sweet 16. I mentioned University of Maryland, Baltimore County became the first number 16 seed in history to upset a one seed, and that was last year. Chattanooga and Cleveland State are the only number 14 seeds to ever reach the Sweet 16. Six number 13 seeds have advanced to the Sweet 16, with the latest be in LaSalle in 2013. The 2002 Missouri Tigers are the only number 12 seed to make it to the Elite Eight. Now, 11 seems to be the lucky number. And we talked about that at the end of last hour. Four number 11 seeds have made it all the way to the Final Four. Loyola of Chicago in 2018. Yeah, Virginia Commonwealth, I think that was a team in 2011. There was one lower seed that made it. George Mason, 2006, and LSU in 1986. So if you looked at the 11 seeds at CBSSports.com with their bracketologist, Jerry Palm, from those 11 seeds, Ohio State, now athletes, but they're a bubble. I don't know if they're going to get in. Ohio State, Temple, UNC, Greensboro, Arizona State. You're talking about teams right now that are on the bubble. Bubble teams. According to Jerry Palm, the bracketologist at CBSSports.com. That's interesting. Four number 11 seeds have made it all the way to the Final Four. A number 9 has only made it to the Final Four once. That was Wichita State, a pretty good team back in 2013. In 2016, Syracuse became the first 10 seed to ever reach the Final Four. A number 10 seed has advanced to the Elite Eight 7 times, with the latest being Davidson in 2008. So what you're seeing with Loyola Chicago last year, even Syracuse has a 10 seed. You're seeing the lower seeds, and I think the evolution of all this travel and club basketball and AAU summer leagues, that there's a lot of parity. So one of our questions that we want to ask you, along with your four projected number one seeds, who will be that sleeper team who could get to the Final Four this year in the NCAA tournament? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Eddie in Boston listening on the Sports Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm an only New York guy living out in Boston. I think if the St. Bonaventure Bonnies get out of the A-10, I think they can make a little run. They got really good guard play, and they play some good defense. And Duke's definitely going to be the number one overall. Zion's a man amongst boys on the court right now.
Yeah, he is, man. You saw the difference, like, with Zion, without Zion, how they looked against North Carolina at home and how they looked in the ACC tournament. And I applaud the guy, man. I didn't think he was coming back because what did he have to prove at the college level? But that just shows he has a respect for Coach K, for Duke, what they did for him, and also a true love of the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. Zion, he's an animal. But, yeah, I'm a Western New York guy, so I'm rooting for the Bonnies to get out of the A-10 tomorrow. And then UB, I need the Bulls to do something. I'd love to see Western New York get put on the map.
Yeah, Buffalo projected to be a 5 seed. So, like I said earlier, Eddie, I don't think they're going to be a sleeper team based
they're
on.
They're a really good basketball.
They're a legit potential Final Four, and it's all based on your path. You hear every coach talk about it, every media pundit, every talk show host. We'll know tomorrow night when we see potential paths that are out there, and then also, you know, when you get the early upset. So, Eddie, thanks for listening on one of America's top sports radio stations, the Sports Hub in Boston, okay?
So much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. You can join us live 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Your four number one seeds at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Brett Laterman comments on his four number ones. I have Virginia, UNC, Duke, and Gonzaga. There you go. A lot of people are discussing three ACC teams, three number ones to the ACC. Thank you, Brett. Gary Reniger agrees with him. Sounds about right. Jeff Hooker, who's not near Perth nor TCU, comments St. Cloud, UMass, Minnesota State, Mankato, and Quinnipiac. What? You didn't mean hockey? Thank you, Jeff. You can comment. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Greg out in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge, first I want to say that I really enjoy your program every weekend, and I look forward to it. So
thank you.
Thank you. You know, I listened to St. Mary's and the San Diego USD, as they call them out here, before they faced Gonzaga. And you know, I didn't think that St. Mary's team was anything great, and I'm surprised that when they went against Gonzaga, they got blown away pretty well. And my prediction is that Gonzaga will be out fairly early. Huge, what do you think?
I do. I think Gonzaga is more, if I had to do the CBS eyeball test, and Greg, thanks for listening, out in California in the San Diego area. They look like a Purdue-type team. They look like they're in that category of the three seeds that I discussed. They do not look like a number one. They don't. They're in that. You know, I watched Florida State tonight, and I watched what they did to Virginia. Athletic team. Gave Duke a great game. Can play some defense. I think Gonzaga more is like the Wisconsin's, K-State's, Florida State's, Purdue's, the Houston's. I think Houston's better, and Houston will more than likely be a three seed on Selection Sunday. So you tell me, who's the overall number one seed? That would be the best team in college basketball going into the NCAA tournament. I think with Zion, most of us are in agreement. It's Duke. It will be tough for them, tough for anybody on the short turnaround to prepare for Zion. I need your 4-1 seeds that CBS television will announce on Sunday night. And your sleeper team, the lowest seed that will do the most damage in this tournament and could get to the Final Four in Minneapolis, who could be the Loyola Chicago from a year ago. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. March Madness is in full effect. Duke, the latest big boy to lock up a number one seed, and I think the overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Selection Sunday is tomorrow night on CBS television. They're going back to announcing the regions. I don't know what they tried to do last year or what Brainiac tried to convince them to change it up, but they had so many complaints, they went back to the old school way, where you announce a region, you unveil the teams, they talk about a little with their roundtable guys, and you bring us another region. And then we all think this is going to be the year where we can predict everything. Then it hits the fan. We do have a couple of huge questions if you're just tuning in after your local game or maybe on your way home or way out. Who is the overall number one seed? Who are your number one seeds? This is a debate. And it really wasn't a debate a week ago or even to start this week. My 4-1s, overall number one will be Duke, Virginia 2, Michigan State if they beat Michigan for the third time this year in the Big Ten Championship game on Sunday in Chicago. They'll be the third number one. Gonzaga will not be a number one. I think that fourth number one will be Tennessee after beating Kentucky today if they win the SEC. If they don't, I think North Carolina gets in there if Michigan State would lose to Michigan. And three ACC teams deserve three of the four number one seeds. They do. It's only fair. Break it down. Tell me, Gonzaga, who just got beat by St. Mary's of California, who was a bubble team, deserves to be a two seed. And Gonzaga is a one because why? Their name now? I get what they've done. I'm not knocking them, but I put them along the Purdue's, the K-States, the basketball teams that I've watched this year. So you can join us along with your sleeper team. Who will be the lowest seed to advance the furthest? Who could get to the Final Four like Loyola Chicago did a year ago? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Aaron in Tennessee. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man, long-time listener, first-time caller. I would go with Duke, UNC, Tennessee, and Kentucky as the Final Fours. Just the way that Duke and UNC play each other, that's back and forth. The way Tennessee, Kentucky play each other, back and forth. All four of them have excellent wins on their resume. And just the headlines alone, Final Four, Round Four, you know, knockout match.
I see what you're talking about, Aaron, and thanks for the call in Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee-Kentucky was an epic game today. Gosh, that Duke-North Carolina thing. That's why I don't disagree with you, Aaron. And ACC, you can make what I said the argument, ACC, SEC, SEC second best conference, is it the Big Ten? I guess we'll find out by what the teams do in the NCAA tournament. Scott in Maryland, which is kind of ACC meets Big Ten country. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
That's right. How you doing? Yeah, it's over ACC meeting Big Ten. Growing up as a kid, it was, Maryland Duke was a huge rivalry. Maryland Carolina, huge rivalry. Miss those days. But I'm going to give my four number one seeds and a point and then see what you think about this very turf. So I'll say this. I think, in my opinion, I'm with you on the Gonzaga not being a one seed 100%. I think, personally, UNC, Duke, and Virginia penciled in as – I mean, North Carolina can score 100 points on any given night. Those three teams are penciled in as ones. I think if Michigan State – I'm torn between Michigan State and Tennessee for the fourth number one. Right now, I'm leaning towards Tennessee beating Kentucky twice, and they're just such a stacked team with Rick Barnes doing a great job. But then, of course, you've got Tom Izzo, and if they beat Michigan a third time, that would be impressive too. And just lastly, what do you think about my Maryland Terps? They're struggling a little bit down lately, but what do you think as a fifth or sixth seed? Can they do any damage?
Yeah, Jerry Baum, and thanks for the call, my friend in Maryland. Scott, appreciate you listening and the kind words about the show. Jerry Baum, CBS Sports bracketologist, has Maryland as a sixth seed. Man, talented team. Still young. You know, when you get too much talent and you try and play and keep everybody happy, it's tough. They're a scary sixth seed that could be Sweet 16, Elite 8 worthy. If they can hit some outside shots, I like Maryland. A lot of athletes in the Big Ten. Some teams had incredible athletes, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, but they just didn't have the guards to have the consistent shot making. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Guy in North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening to you. I'm a big fan. I'm listening every opportunity I can.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm a big Tar Heel fan, and of course I'm going to pull for my heels, but I kind of agree with you. Duke deserves to be number one. They won the ACC tournament, but I also think Carolina deserves to be a number one. Yeah, they didn't have Zion playing against Carolina, but Carolina did beat Duke twice this year. And my picks are Duke number one, Virginia number two, Carolina number three, and Michigan State number four. I also agree that Gonzaga does not belong as the number one seed.
Yeah, I've watched Purdue. They're like Purdue. They're a K-State type team. They are not a number one seed If they were in the ACC, they might finish sixth in that conference at best.
Yes, sir. But I really, to be honest with you, I pick all them ACC teams to at least make the Elite Eight.
All right. Well, thank you, Guy, in North Carolina. Appreciate you listening. I wouldn't be surprised if North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia are one seeds, and that would happen if Tennessee got beat in the SEC final and Michigan beat Michigan State. I wouldn't be surprised if you had three number ones. I just think there's a love affair with Gonzaga trying to hold on to West Coast viewers, the West Region viewers, really. You know, you got Arizona State's a bubble team. Yeah, I mentioned UC Irvine probably is the best team in California. So the Gonzaga love affair is kind of like Heisman voting, where you get the regions right, and you wonder how that guy, how'd he get more than Johnny Manziel? How'd that happen? Let's go to Nick in Cleveland, where it's all Browns 24/7. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good, man. And yeah, we have not started talking about the Browns with Odell.
Matter of fact, on Selection Sunday, Nick, on 92.3 in Cleveland, they're going to seed the top 64 guys in the Browns organization and have their own tournament.
I would hope for that. I would listen. I'm a big-time 92.3 listener. But listen, I want to tell you this. I'm a Carolina fan, Tar Heels fan. And, you know, the one thing that I've always told people is, you know, you can go by the eye test. You can go by how high a guy jumps. And that's, I think, why the love affair with Duke is real across the country. But as the caller said before, you know, Carolina beat Duke twice. So if you think that, you know, if you think that Duke's the number one overall seed, I mean, let's talk about the fact that North Carolina, if not better, is right there with them. And then my other, you know, number one seeds are, I like Kentucky. I know they lost to Tennessee. And then I like Duke and I like Virginia. The ACC was by far the toughest conference this year. I mean, even the bottom tier teams were tough outs, and I think North Carolina's got as good a chance as anybody. But yeah, I think Kentucky deserves to be that fourth number one seed. Gonzaga, like you said, getting bounced by St. Mary's, that's a tough one. I mean, that's tough. But I'm going to hang up and listen to what you got to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Nick, for listening to 92.3 FM in Cleveland. He has North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, and Virginia, and again, three more ACC teams. I think the consensus, and I'll probably say 90% of you agree, that Gonzaga should not be a number one seed, and Michigan State, what could be held against them and why they could end up that high two seed, which they are right now on Jerry Palm's bracketology. But boy, by beating Michigan, which would be number nine on his top teams three times, yes, you have. If you get into that bad loss conversation with that NCAA basketball committee, you would pin it on Michigan State for losing at home and away to Indiana, a team that will not make the NCAA tournament. If you want to join in your 4-1 seeds, also, who's the Cinderella story? Who's a Loyola Chicago of this year's NCAA tournament that has a chance to get to Minneapolis in the Final Four? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. We got the crew back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update here in about 20 minutes. First huge questions of the night. March Madness conference tournaments are winding down. Who are the four number one seeds? Who's the overall number one seed? Now, that's a huge question out there. Duke wrapped up a one, beating Florida State to win the ACC title. I think Virginia seems to be a consensus lock as a one. I don't like Gonzaga. I think they're more of a low two or three-like seed, like a Purdue, Florida State type K-State basketball team. I think they're overrated. I think it's just not a West Coast bias, but they got to keep some West Coast teams high on the seeding chart to keep people beyond the Mississippi interested. So you tell me your four number ones. Also, who will be the surprise team like Loyola Chicago was a year ago. What will be the lowest seed to do the most damage and advance the furthest in this year's NCAA tournament? Because next Saturday when we talk, we'll be into day three of the tournament. Well, if you count the play-in games, it would be day five of the NCAA tournament. So join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Kevin in Maryland. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, first of all, take a guess who Duke lost to, the only team they lost to at full strength. Take a guess. Big Vitale went through this.
Gonzaga.
You got it. I've been following this team for 30 years. They're a better leadership. You're dead wrong on Gonzaga. Perkins is a senior and a point guard. That's the most important position in college basketball, in my opinion. He has played absolutely great. The only reason they lost to St. Mary's, Norvell Jr. was 1-for-11, their best three-point shooter, the left-hander. He is not going to go 1-for-11, Huge. Dick Vitale picked four teams. I agree with him, all four. Tennessee, beginning of the year, when they beat them in Maui, right? They lost to Tennessee. You know how Gonzaga lost to Tennessee? Five straight three-point shots on a neutral floor in Phoenix. Just because they play in the WCC doesn't give you the right to tell everybody that Gonzaga is not good. They are going to prove everybody that they are a number one seed. If you look at the net rankings, they were number one. Number one.
Those net rankings are ridiculous.
And let me tell you, Clark dominated. That boy Clark and Hachimura dominated your boy Zion. They're better than Zion, and they're going to eat your words.
Don't cry, Kevin.
And Wofford's the best team out there. Wofford's the best team out there. And also, the other team I like is Buffalo, and I like Houston to go fall.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin, in Maryland. Don't get emotional, okay? You're a big Gonzaga fan. Houston wouldn't be a surprise because Jerry Palm at CBSSports.com has them projected as a 3 seed. Buffalo, even though they're MAC conference champions, a 5 seed. So that's not a low seed doing the most damage. Wofford could be one along those lines that you're talking about, but they're giving Wofford love as a 7 out of the South, where they were 18-0 in the conference. They've won 20 in a row. But, you go by this net ranking, which I'd never have liked all year long. So if we go by the net ranking, they have Houston as the 4th best team in the country. 4th best team in the country. They have Texas Tech at 10. That net ranking has Va Tech right now at 11. At 11. That's your net rankings. It has Wofford at 13. Your net rankings. You know what I look at? I look at quad one wins, and I look at strength of schedule. And there's Duke at number 2. Quad one wins, 10-4. Kentucky 10-4. It'll be 11-4 for Duke with their win tonight over Florida State. Kentucky, this was done early this morning, the latest update from Jerry Palm, bracketologist at CBSSports.com. So Kentucky 10-5, Virginia 12-3, Gonzaga 4-3. Michigan State beating Wisconsin, that's another quad one win. They're 12-4. North Carolina 10-6, Tennessee after beating Kentucky 9-4. Now, one thing about Gonzaga against the quad two teams, quad three and quad fours, quad four wins 11 and 0. Their record features more quad four wins than any team. Any other team until you get to Murray State. So there you go. Kevin, I don't mean to make you cry, but they're overrated. And they look like Purdue. They look like K-State. Nothing against Purdue or K-State. They're going to be, 3 seeds? 4 seeds, depending on where everything falls? Gonzaga is not a 1 seed at all. So I need your 4-1 seeds, and who will be your sleeper team? And we're going to say it has to be somebody that is a 10 seed or lower that has a chance of advancing the furthest on the NCAA tournament bracket, which will be released tomorrow night on CBS television. So you can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Ton of tweets coming in on this. Record night for tweets. It is a tournament. Everybody has an opinion. You know how it works. Isaac McQuown or Cuen tweets, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Gonzaga. There's somebody else going with three ACC teams getting number ones. I told you that was in my opening huge opinion, it was a big part of why we ventured down this path tonight, because based on all these top teams losing this week, I think it threw a wrench in it. Brandon Beery comments, listening in South Haven, Michigan, Duke, Virginia, Michigan State, and Tennessee as his top four. Dan Ward tweets, at Saturday Huge, he's listening in Virginia, Duke number one overall, Virginia, Michigan State after they win tomorrow, and Gonzaga stays as a number one seed. I don't get it. I really don't get Gonzaga. So you can join in on air, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. John Cherzy comments, four tourney one seeds, Virginia in the East, Tennessee in the Midwest, Duke in the South, and North Carolina out West. North Carolina defeated Gonzaga head-to-head 103-90. I agree with you. Michigan State deserves a number one if they defeat Michigan. Where do you see Kansas and Villanova seeded? How with Villanova winning, Kansas losing? Jerry Palm has Kansas as a four seed and Villanova as a four. My guess is Villanova could bump up to a three because they won the Big East tournament in Kansas. That will be a scary four seed for anybody playing them. That will be a scary four seed because Kansas, nobody's radar at all right now. Organized Vibes tweets from Rhode Island. His sleeper, and he drops it at Saturday Huge, will be the University of Rhode Island. And he lives in Rhode Island. And he's not a homer. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Todd in Knoxville, Tennessee. They got Vols fever. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, I tell you what, buddy. I heard that last caller there about Kentucky being, well, not the last caller, a couple back, about Kentucky being in the final and the final top four as a one seed. Obviously, yes, I'm a Tennessee fan, but I do, since they did beat Gonzaga, looks like they have an opportunity, and I don't know if I should feel anybody in the final game of their conference tournament should be penalized, such as Tennessee. If they lost to Auburn, all their losses have been to LSU in overtime, Kentucky at Kentucky. They've won two out of three against Kentucky. They're the one of the teams that did beat Gonzaga. So I feel like after the win tonight, personally, I would like to see Tennessee as number one, but I definitely think if they win tomorrow, it should be a lock in my opinion. So my top four would be Virginia, no matter how much I hate to say ACC, I would say Virginia, North Carolina, Duke. I think they should be in, or a Virginia, Duke, since they won their conference championship, Michigan State, if they do win, and Tennessee.
I'm with you on that, Todd. And thank you for the call, Knoxville. I'm with you on that. If Tennessee wins the SEC and Michigan State wins the Big Ten and beats Michigan three times, and they're co-Big Ten champions, and they win the Big Ten tournament, they should be a one seed with Tennessee, and then you you take your two best in the ACC, is that Duke and Virginia. And there are your four ones. That's what I said to start this broadcast. Let's go to Duke and sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
How you doing, Duke?
I'm okay. I'm all right with the Gators. I mean, I think we did very well in this tournament. And, you know, hopefully we get into the tournament. And I think maybe we may take one or maybe even get into the 16. I don't know. It's a very flaky team, the Gators. But what I got is the same thing that the caller just said. I've got, if Tennessee houses Auburn and Michigan State houses Michigan, I think both those teams will be in. And don't even tell me about Virginia being in there, because they don't deserve to be in there. They got housed by Florida State. All right? And the other two teams will be Duke and North Carolina. I think that's it. Gonzaga, no. They're going to flake out just like they did 3 years ago. So, you know, if everything goes as planned tomorrow, yeah. But if it goes the other way, then I don't really know. But as of right now, I've got Tennessee and, you know, Michigan State and Duke in North Carolina.
Thank you, Duke in Fort Lauderdale. Duke didn't surprise anybody by putting Duke in his top four. Sam in Pittsburgh listening on 93.7 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, what's going on?
How you doing, Sammy?
Hey, doing okay. Hey, top two seeds I don't think is debatable. I think Duke's the overall number one seed. They have the best tournament resume out of all the teams in the NCAA. With Zion coming back, it bought Case Logic. I think them in North Carolina were battling for that second or one of the number one seeds. Now, number two, Virginia, because they won the regular season. And then I'm going to go with the number four seed. I'm going to go with Gonzaga for this one simple, powerful reason, and that's they beat Duke at full strength early on in the season. I was like, that's going to work wonders on how you were talking about the region. I think they'll get the four seed. And then the Michigan State, if they win tomorrow, I think will get the third number one seed for beating Michigan three times. If not, I think that's when Carolina will win. And nothing against...
I think we lost Sam in Pittsburgh, but thanks for listening. I get your drift on 93.7 FM. He's saying Duke and Virginia definitely in. Struggling between North Carolina, Michigan State, and Gonzaga. And I think the Tennessee normally, you know, they say, well, they have everything set on Sunday. The selection committee does. No, I think Tennessee winning the SEC and Michigan State beating Michigan again comes into play for the one seeds. And that's been fuel for our conversation tonight. Let's go to Jim in Pittsburgh, also listening on 93.7 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Bill. I got about four number one seeds you want. Can I give you my final four? Really go out on a limb.
All right, well, give me your final four right now. I got about 30 seconds.
Okay,
quick.
Final four, Duke, Tennessee, and most underappreciated league.
Okay, quick.
Big 12. I'm going with Kansas and Iowa State.
All right, well, thank you, Jimmy, okay. In Pittsburgh. I got to get to a network break. Thank you, Hickey. Thank you, Rubinoff. We love you. At Saturday Huge, drop some tweets, and I'll take your huge opinions next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.